Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have CUNA's Julie Esser talking about two new programs that CUNA's come up with called CUNA Core and CUNA Communities. So check it out. If you enjoy online communities or just chatting with people of like-minded stuff, this is the show for you because we have CUNA's Julie Esser on the show. How's it going, Julie?
It's going great, Mike. Thanks for having me on your show.
You're welcome. This will be a lot of fun because you guys have a couple of items going here that have really created some communities within the credit union community. I think they're pretty important because it sparks conversation, it's brainstorming, it's, you know, exchanging ideas, all that type of stuff. So let's get with the first one here. Your CUNA Core, it's a conference or an exhibit. What exactly is your CUNA Core? It's kind of a cool concept you guys have come up here.
Yeah, we're really excited about this new program that we'll be introducing next year, May 2016.
Okay.
It's an educational program just designed for service providers. Nice. So companies that offer their product services to credit unions. Mm-hmm. And during these 2 days, they're going to learn everything they need to know about this marketplace, from the acronyms to the players to the issues facing credit unions from a legislative and also economic perspective, know what their key strategies are, mm-hmm. and then also share and collaborate with each other, share their best practices mm-hmm. through panel discussions with those that have lived and breathed the credit union mm-hmm. industry. And also some credit unions as well.
Oh, very good. Yeah, because I think for some of the established players that have been in the industry for, you know, decades, you know, this might be a nice review course for them. But there's a lot of startups, a lot of new technology, a lot of new vendors coming to the marketplace who don't really know the kind of the credit union mantra. Like you said, that all the acronyms and the terminology that you have to use. This would be a great course, great program for them to kind of dive in the deep end and find out what this industry is all about so they can better relate.
And that's one of the reasons why we did it. So part of what we do in CUNA Strategic Services is we build relationships with different companies to offer services to market. Yeah. And we get calls from over 200 companies every year that wants to do business in this industry. Really? So we spend a lot of time educating them on why they should focus mm-hmm. on this industry. And so this is just putting something more formal around it so that we can get more people and we can collaborate and share ideas together.
Right on. So when will this take place? You said it'll take place at some point next year?
I'm looking at the calendar. May 24th and 26th.
May 24th and 26th. Okay. And in Madison?
In Madison. All right.
That'll be a beautiful time of the year to go up there and visit, right? Springtime, everything. Very cool. And so, I mean, what goals do you have for this program? And will you offer it again or is this kind of a one-time thing?
We'll see what the turnout is. We hope to continue to offer it again because obviously the issues that face credit unions are ongoing, right? And so it's important for service providers as well to stay on top of those issues. But yeah, I mean, we get, you know, as I mentioned, that we get a lot of calls from different companies that want to do service, you know, offer services to credit unions in this industry, whether they're startups or they're organizations that are in other geographic locations mm-hmm. that are just entering in the U.S. market, or even well-established organizations that just have a really broad-based sales force with a lot of churn. Mm-hmm. And it's oftentimes difficult to educate them on industry-specific stuff. They could educate them on products and services all day long, mm-hmm. but it's understanding the culture of credit unions that is often missed.
That's fantastic. I mean, it sounds like all these calls that you're getting are kind of making the program credible already because, I mean, you've already run kind of like a test case and there are people out there that are very interested in this type of thing. So very cool.
Yeah, we kind of did a new approach to the development of this program too. We're taking on different human design thinking, different type of implementation. We mm-hmm. had a core advisory group of vendors and mm-hmm. credit unions too mm-hmm. that provided input for us along the way.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. Let's get to announcement number two, which is equally fantastic. You've created this thing called CUNA Communities, and there's three communities involved in here. But I mean, just before we get deeper into it, can you explain what it is? Sounds like a really cool network.
Yeah. Actually, we launched just on Monday three new communities for credit unions and service providers mm-hmm. to engage in. So on the credit union side, credit unions can engage in the compliance community and also the counsels community.
Okay.
So on the compliance side, many credit unions are familiar with using the Cobweb listserv. And so now this new community platform is replacing that, but it has a lot more and different functionality that they can use. On the council side, right now, it's the Council Connect forum. is what the community platform is being replaced by.
Okay.
Very cool. And then for us on the service provider side, this is one of the first of its kind, I believe, in the marketplace, yeah, where service providers can go to and collaborate and share ideas and learn from each other.
Yeah. What are some of the features that people, once they get into the community and check it, what can they see in there? What can they take advantage of in there?
The biggest part of the community is just discussion boards. So mm-hmm. anybody can post a question and respond mm-hmm. to it, similar to Facebook, you know, that yeah. we're all familiar with.
Okay.
They can post files in the shared library. So if there's some things that they want to share with their peers mm-hmm. that might be helpful, they mm-hmm. can do that. Mm-hmm. And we're going to add more features and functionality to really bridge the gap between service providers and credit unions in the future.
Wow. Okay. I mean, so how do you see this benefiting credit unions and then even vendors? I mean, it sounds like it's a great place to collaborate.
Right. Our ultimate goal with both of these programs, really, because they do complement each other mm-hmm. on the service provider side in particular, is really to create a broader pool or a bigger pool of quality service providers that reach this marketplace. Mm-hmm. Credit unions are so dependent on outsourced service providers and their services.
Yeah.
So it's important for us to continue to educate them on this marketplace and why they should continue to focus. And the more educated they are, the better product and services credit unions are going to have.
Precisely. That's what I was just thinking too, because this not only benefits the vendors, but I think it benefits the credit unions too, because yeah. it gets those vendors kind of aligned with the, like we said at the top of the show, the credit union mission, the mantra, all that right. type of stuff. And so they can better, like you said, better develop products and services that meet their needs.
Yeah, we are different. You know, and that's something that we evaluate yeah. when we're looking at any type of new relationship is making sure that they fit the culture of our industry. And that is yeah. so important. And it's so subjective, but, you know, you got to trust your gut, too. Yeah,
exactly. Well, like I said, I mean, it sounds like you guys have a pretty darn good case study or test case study, because you've gotten feedback from the industry and there are people very interested in this. So it sounds like it's going to be a winner.
Yeah, I hope so too. I think well, so.
For your sake as well, for the industry's sake as well. So, all right, to wrap up, where can folks find these new sites and programs and stuff? Where can they sure. get more information?
For CUNA Core, service providers can go to promote.cuna.org mm-hmm. to get more information on CUNA Core. And there's a registration mm-hmm. link there, as well as costs and agenda and things like that. For the community, credit unions can go to community.cuna.org.
Okay.
And you can have access to all three communities from there. I mean, awesome. Service providers won't be able to get in the credit union communities, obviously, but they'll have access to the service provider community through there as well.
Very cool. I even tested it on Google. If you just type in CUNA Core, boom, gets right to it.
Yeah, cool.
First one, very good. Well done. All right, Julie, anything else to wrap up? I mean, these seem like two great programs, very unique, and something that can really benefit the industry as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, just to stay tuned. And like I said, we want to add more features and functionalities to mm-hmm. the platforms in the mm-hmm. future. So we're not done yet. Good. So it's going to be fun to see how this grows.
Yeah, I'd be anxious to see the feedback and stuff coming. And that's where you're going to get all those new features and stuff from people talking and say, hey, this is what we need. This is what we right. you know, don't need, that type of stuff.
Yeah, cool. So even on the product and service side, you know, as credit unions collaborate and share what they're looking for, we're going to be able to read into that information too, and then focus our efforts more on the products and services that are most interest to credit unions.
Man, well done. Good move. All right. Look forward to seeing how this transpires. Thanks again, Julie. I appreciate the time. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.